Finnegan's Wake is a collaboration between artists Kat Phillips and Peter Kennard. It exhibits both historical and new work, featuring photo montages, prints, paintings and mixed media installations that speak of the hypocrisy and greed that is driving the world of politics today. It opens at Red Rua in Talla on Friday, and joining us from London, Kat Phillips and Peter Kennard. Finnegan's Wake is the title here, Kat. Obviously, Finnegan's Wake, is there's a reference in there, but why that slight change, one word, or one letter rather, from Waked to Woke? What's the point that you're making there about history, I suppose, in particular, and cyclical nature?
Yeah, and woke, you know, it comes from Afro-American awareness of issues like social justice and racial justice, and it just seemed to fit very snug with Finnegan's Wake, switching it to woke, and Finnegan's Wake being very much a wander through life and the whole cycle of life, but also with its own fabrications within it, and Joyce's bravery to experiment in such an intense way and include what feels like everything in his writing. And that's very much the nature of the way we've constructed the exhibition. We very much want to welcome in all reaches of life in the area of South County Dublin.
Yeah, and you're doing in several ways and in different sections of the work that we might speak about a little bit further as we speak between now and 8 o'clock. But Peter, let me ask you about the raft. There's a raft at the very centre of this exhibition. Very evocative image, obviously, and idea and object in current political terms. Tell us what the ideas behind this were.
Well, the idea, I mean, obviously it refers to all the horrific incidents of people drowning who are trying to get away from the wars in their country, and it says a reference to that. And there's also the fact that we see it as a what we call a raft of resistance, because it's got a very, very big flag on it that has got images made by people who come to our workshops. We've already put some on from previous workshops, and then during this exhibition it'll be fill up with the work that people do from the workshops that have been taking part as part of the exhibition. So it's actually at an angle, it's on rubble, so it refers to all the horrific wars and the people are escaping from, and to the sort of disintegration of cities, and also to the fact that, you know, like global warming now is affecting the movement of people. So it's trying to refer to that, but it's trying to make something that's optimistic, in the sense that this enormous sail is full of people's ideas and people's images and their work that shows their beliefs and their hopes.
Obviously, there's a reference within the raft and within people travelling by boat and raft and small vessels to people moving from the Middle East and North Africa via the Mediterranean Sea. But to what extent has movement, further movement then across the English Channel, how has that fed into and helped the work develop, Kat?
Well, I mean, that's the next step. I mean, that's an extension of travel across the Mediterranean. Mm. Next step into the UK is across the Channel. It's unavoidable. So that's the same. That's the same movement in itself. But also, I mean, what we've put in amongst the rubble underneath this raft are just domestic objects like washing machines, television, microwave, the sort of thing that you often see. I don't know what it's like in Ireland, but certainly in London, and in the UK, there's a lot of homelessness has become a massive issue. That's a domestic issue. And there's a lot of evictions going on of families across England at the moment. So there's an equal reference in there for the social structure and the social cohesion of people's domestic situation collapsing, whether that be in a foreign part foreign to us, or whether that be actually just down our street and our neighbours. It's connecting, yes, domestic collapse for the many.
And what? How did this feed into there was a work of yours called Inhumanity in 2016. What specifically were you looking at there, Peter?
Well, that shows a raft, which has been montaged into the destroyed buildings in Syria, and then it's got barbed wire, and on the barbed wire are hung four or five newspapers, English newspapers like the Daily Express, the Daily Mirror, the Sun, and the Telegraph, and the Mail, which have all got really nasty headlines on their front pages, talking about the swarm coming into Britain and put the dogs on them, one of them says, which is they use as a quote that someone said, but it becomes the headline. So like some of the papers, like the Daily Express, was doing these headlines day after day after day, demonizing people who are trying to escape from the conditions that was brought on, often by weapons from our own country. We're implicated all the time, I think, and we make work in which we're implicated by being British.
Well, you're speaking, I suppose, directly in those cases to the situation and the politics in your own home country. What about Rua Red then in Talla? How much did you delve into the local politics, and I suppose in particular the direct provision centre in the area? How important was that? How did you find out, or did you find out about that, Kat?
Well, that is a fantastic opportunity for us that Rural Red works already with a lot of different community groups, including places like the Talla Intercultural Centre and the Intercultural Centre in Clondalkin, if I pronounced that right. With people that have been through direct provision or are still in it, and of course it's perfect for us to be able to work with people who have newly arrived in a place. So we ran an exhibition in Sweden with a similar setup with the studio, the Open Studio, and we're working there with young Syrian men who were able to assist us in the end in running the workshop with Swedish school children. So, and it's hugely valuable to us to be able to work alongside people that we're making work about their situation sometimes, and of course the information that they can put into that is invaluable to us.
I guess that's what the War on War Room is about, which is it's at the very heart of Finnegan's Wake. That's the involvement of the local community, is it?
Yeah, I mean it's absolutely crucial to our exhibition that there's a fully equipped studio that's really got all the equipment that we use, because we use quite basic materials, and anybody can come. I mean, we want to welcome anybody who'd like to come in for half an hour or 2 days. You know, it's very important. So we're having groups of people from the centres, but we're also just inviting local people to come in and make work. Because one of the things about art is it gets removed from the community, and people think that, you know, they stop doing art after school and they think they can't actually make work. But once they've got the equipment there, and there's a feeling that you can make work about your own experience and what you believe, and look at newspapers, cut them up. Amazing ideas start happening, and people do make amazing work. And that's actually key to our exhibition, and the fact that it goes into the exhibition, doesn't go into a separate room. The work that people make goes up with all the work that we've made. It's got the same status.
How important is that aspect, Kat, you know, that Peter has been mentioning there, the balance between, I suppose, the artistic expression at one level, how things are made, what they look like, what they actually are in terms of an artistic expression, and the message, the political aspect behind it, the activism behind it. What's the balance there?
Oh, but it's hugely important, that balance, because you'll find that if you're working with materials that are accessible, as in you look at something and you understand what it's made of, I mean, that's political in itself. So the aesthetic quality of the work can quite often carry a lot of the political activism that it's maybe referring to, or that it's trying to instigate or bubble up in people. And this raft, the sail, it's a huge sail. It's about 5 meters square, and it sits right in the middle of the space. And like Peter said, there's some work on it already, but there's a lot of space on it for new work to go on. And it presents a massive challenge to the work that we've made that's on the walls of the gallery, because as a work in itself, that sail is already looking It's so vibrant and so charged with energy in comparison to the work that the two of us have made, which is just two people and on very dark, it's much darker and heavier work that we've made. And the positivity and the energy coming off that sail is just something thrilling.
Yeah, you work under the moniker Kennard Phillips, obviously your two surnames put together in that. To what extent or how did the invasion of Iraq in 2003 lead to the birth of Kennard Phillips, Peter?
Like millions of others all over the world, we went on demonstrations against the upcoming invasion, and then as we know, it happened. And there wasn't a sort of ongoing movement to protest about it. And we still felt all that anger about what was going on in Iraq and about the awful destruction. So we wanted to find a way to make work, and it happened that we both felt the same way, and we just started making work together, and it sort of clicked in terms of the sort of things we wanted to make images about. So some of the work we made was sort of very big and sort of gallery based. A lot of it was like posters and work that could go out as part of campaigns. And there's always that mixture in our work of it being sort of activist and also being in the gallery, because the gallery is a really important place to.
Are you pointing the finger at anybody in particular? Are you pointing the finger at those in power, or what's the intention?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's probably quite clear as soon as you walk into the space. Hugely pointing the finger at the arms trade that Britain seems to have woven into the spine of its economy. That's a massive issue that we want to go hammer and tongs against.
Right. Well, look, people can get along to Rua Red in Tala and have a look for themselves and engage with those thoughts and aesthetic expressions. Cat Phillips and Peter Kennard there talking to me about Finnegan's Wake. Opens this Friday at Rua Red in Tala. Workshops led by the artist take place between the 20th of January, 2nd of February. RuaRed.ie for full details.